Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word that you birthed in our hearts, Father God. And you are birthing in our hearts, Lord, for us to wake up to the realities of your goodness that has come in every way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 8, verse 19 to 22. I'm just going to start with 14. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. The entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. For against its will, the universe itself has had to endure the empty futility resulting from the consequences of human sin. But now, with eager expectation, all creation longs for freedom from its slavery to decay and to experience with us the wonderful freedom coming to God's children. To this day, we are aware of the universal agony and groaning of creation, as if it were in the contractions of labor for childbirth.
Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Here, verse 14, it says that sons are led by this mature children, and that's sons are led by the Spirit. And then you've got the picture here. It says, like, we have received the spirit of adoption. And that word is not right because, you know, adoption is you not a child. You're not born of that family, and then you are now getting born of that family. The truth is, mankind was always the children of God. Amen. Man is God's idea. So it's the thing of being born again is to enter into maturity. And so that word adoption there is like bar mitzvah, where the Jews, a child is born into the house and he's grown and at the right age. That's 12 with them, 12 and 13 with the boys and the girls. And then they got legal right now to operate, power to operate in the family inheritance and be relative to the purpose and plan that's laid out for their lives. And you see, and that's exactly how it is with us. Let's go look at Jesus as well. When he came to maturity, it wasn't just 12 and 13, it was here close to 30, where he had fulfilled all the basic requirements of a baby, a young man, a child, and then power came upon him. So that power is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead that comes upon us and guarantees our inheritance. So it's a spirit of power, spirit of truth, amen, and a spirit of now mature, available. You now be led by the Spirit. You there to be the children of the living God, to walk tall like the prophets of old, like the apostles of old, because you are now a child, a son, a co-heir with Jesus. Amen? And that is the great truth and liberty. And what we also see in here is you've seen that everything's been done by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's now for the children of God to wake up. Creation is waiting for the children of God to wake up. And that same Spirit that raised Jesus into restoring all authority and calling us and empowering us as a co-heir, it's there to bring his kingdom together with him, working together with him. Our labor is not in vain. And so his kingdom has come and his kingdom is here to come in totality on this earth. And so we can see Jesus has got all authority. He's ruling and reigning to crush all darkness and bring his bride, his body, into fullness of life. And we see that his bride, his body, is there to play a part in bringing all creation. All this was made by God, for God, and we lost it through disobedience and making room for the evil one. Now we make room for God in totality. We cease from our own works, enter into his works, and we are here to shine the light together with the Lord as a part of the family of God. And that's what it's all about, guys. Babes to evil, wise to what is good. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath our feet. So keep your eyes on the Lord and be pregnant with this goodness, all this purity, all this beauty that we close on. We close like armor. Put on the Lord, amen, and be strong in the power of His might. And we can see the creation is also going through that same thing. The creation is also in childbirth to bring about the beauty why God made them, why God made everything. So everything is made by God and everything is coming back to God. And it's the devil and the deceivers and those that deny the Lord that separate them, and there's no place for them. Psalm 37, I say it again, over 8 times, it talks about the righteous ruling and staying here and shining, and it talks about the wicked being taken off this earth. So, and right at the beginning, the beautiful reality of what we need now as children of the living God. Don't fret over the evil. What they sow, they're going to reap. You make sure you sow righteousness, peace, and joy. You make sure you don't pointing the finger and speaking wickedness. You stay in the Lamb. You stay in the shelter of the Almighty. Psalm 91. That's where we stay. And then it says, delight yourself in the Lord. He gives you the desires of your heart. Committed to the Lord. And you see God come through as He brings restoration here for you, for your family, for this world, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.